Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, and on this anniversary, three-year anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, and which caused in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to call for the SAFE Act and stricter gun control. Now the governor stood with U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer to fill the terror gap when it comes to guns and a watch list.
Yeah, what they're saying is that right now, if someone is on the terror watch list or the no-fly list of the federal government, they're still allowed to get guns. And they're saying it's crazy that people who are suspected terrorists could actually purchase weapons. And they're calling on the federal government to change that. Congress has been debating it, but the Republicans, pressured by the NRA, have refused to act on a bill that would close that loophole, a bill that was first sponsored or first pushed by the Bush administration, the Republican Bush administration, years ago. So that's a big issue going on. The Connecticut governor just signed an executive order trying to, crack down on that as well. The biggest obstacle for Cuomo, well, there's two really. One is that the federal government does not provide states access to the no-fly list, so we don't know who's on it. The other thing they're saying is, well, at the very least, if someone applies for a gun as part of the background check, the Fed should be able to say whether that person is on the list or not.
On the conviction list on Friday is a second major New York politician. The first, of course, was former Assembly Speaker Democrat Sheldon Silver. Now we've seen the conviction of former Senator and Senate Majority Leader Republican Dean Skelos and his son Adam.
Really unprecedented. Where we've seen the two top legislative leaders indicted and convicted in the same year, convicted within days of each other. It's really a new low for Albany, which is saying something after we've seen more than 30 people since the year 2000, 30 lawmakers exit either due to ethical violations, ethical transgressions, or criminal activity.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, we, as always, thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Be well.